everybody. Welcome back to Ping. This is episode
68.
68 weeks of Paul and I and sometimes other people bringing you the hottest in Microsoft's news and stories and buzz around campus. And in case you didn't notice, which you did, I haven't been here.
You haven't?
I haven't been
here. So it's not, hey, everybody. It's, hey, Laura, welcome back to Ping.
Welcome back. I took a little vacay. Actually, it's top secret. Oh, and yeah? I won't be able to discuss it for legality reasons. Ooh. And important stuff that I was off working on. Maybe in the future I'll clue you in, but it might be a little too advanced for
Ooh.
You right now, Paul.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to have to...
A little too low level, like assembly language type of thing?
I don't even understand that, that
Precisely.
Reference. I don't understand
right.
that reference. Anyway, you guys did a great job, so thank you for, you know, taking the wheel and driving
yep.
in my absence.
Unfortunately, we didn't get to cover too many Dancing with the Stars references, but we did occasionally touch on Twitter and
so
social networking.
So good. I enjoy social... you know, Dancing with the Stars isn't shooting right now.
Oh, okay.
Although Troy Aikman has just signed on for next season, so I'm excited about that. However, The Bachelorette is in full mode right now, and
okay.
she's down to the final two. So I'll update you on all that and more in my personal blog if you're interested, but since I know you're not, let's go ahead and start the show.
Let's do it.
All right. All right, guys. As you know, I'm a big fan of Bing and Bing Maps, and I brought you a bunch of videos in the past with our main man, Chris Pendleton, talking about Street View. But now Microsoft Research has just announced and a little preview of Street Slide. Did you get a chance to look
slide.
At it, Paul?
Yeah, yeah. There's a little video out there that has...
Yeah,
like
we've got some video. We'll roll in.
Yeah, it's like a 4-minute clip that just shows like this really cool way that you can navigate around streets. Like, this is actually like the most intuitive way I've seen to explore
yeah.
any city thus far. It's like, instead of just going through with like a street view where you're navigating straightforward down a street, you actually get to turn sideways
yeah.
and look at the building and like all this extra metadata about the
I like the
too.
Way one of the journalists described it. I think it was on Gizmodo where he said, it brings you out of the bubble. So rather than viewing from inside this little snow globe, you know, he said, I didn't even realize it was in the snow globe because I didn't. Like,
yeah.
I looked at Street View and I was like, awesome, this is cool. Didn't even know it could get better.
Right.
But it did.
Yeah.
And one of the other things you mentioned, the metadata. So if you go to sort of the narrow view that's got the top and the bottom letterboxed off, it brings up store names and like street signs and directions, so
and
you can click on those
numbers, yeah.
building numbers.
So if you're ever wondering where like 906 something is,
right.
it's just like you can just scroll right to it and see it. And then if there's like a known business right there, it might show like the business logo.
Right, it could be the Ralph Lauren outlet. So they're also trying to port this, I think that's the right verb, over to some mobile phones.
Yeah.
So that'll be cool.
Yeah, they're playing around with an iPhone app right now,
yep.
and with Windows Phone 7 coming out this fall, I'm sure there's an app like that in the making.
Right, so when you're on the street, you won't even have to look at the street to
yeah.
figure out where you are.
What?
You can still be connected online to see where the Ralph Lauren store, even if it's right in front of you.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
pretty cool.
And I can't imagine a better way to explore downtown while you're in a car
right.
than to look at
then
your
just
phone.
Stare at your phone. Very useful. I love technology. One last thing I did want to mention about this, which is cool. Did you talk about the little map in the right-hand corner that you could sort of hover mm-hmm. over and slide down? So suppose you're cruising down First Avenue. You can actually just move your little push pin on the map, and the panoramic view will slide back and forth into that exact location where your push pin is. So it's cool.
Yeah.
It's awesome. It's got a very limited, I think that I read 4 kilometers of actual
yeah.
right now.
Yeah, there are 2,400 pictures in 4 kilometers, so it's a whole
well,
bunch of stuff.
Well, I would say this is a preview. It's just a little taste.
Yeah,
it's a little dangle of the carrot.
Microsoft Research is
yeah.
putting this stuff together right now, so it's going to be some really cool stuff. I hope it makes out to the mainstream.
I do. Interesting
soon.
I didn't see it at TechFest this year.
Maybe,
must have been behind closed doors.
Or maybe it's just like a really rapid prototype that they've been working on. Or maybe you just didn't hit all the hundreds of booths.
Maybe. But next year I'm going to knock down some doors. But check out Street Slide.
Let's do it.
All right, everybody, as promised, in studio today, I brought a friend, just in case my presence wasn't enough. And with me, I have Immo Landsworth, right?
Yep.
From Germany. Now, Immo, some people would say you're actually living the dream. You know, you went from... No, he is. Not just by being here on Ping today, a dream come true for many, but also because you were, I'm gonna go as bold to say, a Microsoft fanboy.
Yep.
And then you became a Microsoft student partner, which we're going to get to in 1 second.
Fanboy plus plus.
And now, starting today, Monday, you're a full-time employee.
Exactly.
Now, that is just like the transition that all, I would assume, Microsoft student partners want to make, right? Isn't that the goal?
Well, I think most people really want to, but
yeah.
only a few get a chance to actually do it.
Mm-hmm. The elite few.
The elite few, so to speak, yeah.
Okay, so well, congratulations to you, but let's talk about the Microsoft Student Partner Program, which is sort of how you got your foot in the door, right?
Sure.
Paul doesn't know anything about it.
Zero.
So I'm gonna let you describe to Paul while I sort of agree and correct you on your mistakes. Tell us about the Microsoft Student Partner Program.
Yeah, I don't know about your career, but you would probably have an easier start if you would actually have applied for the Microsoft Student Program.
Mm.
So what you do there is basically you are going out to people telling how great Microsoft actually is.
Check. Okay.
So it's much like a PM position.
Yep.
But the downside is you don't get paid for it.
Oh, okay.
So you have to do it on your own spare time. But the great thing, though, is that in Germany you get, you know, lots of soft skills seminars, so didactic training, stuff like that. And the other great thing is, since you're not employed at Microsoft, you can also say, well, I think really this product sucks.
So what do you mean you go out and you talk to people? Just like at the local pubs? Or like do you have to actually submit like a curriculum? Like anywhere you want to talk to people?
No, basically, since most student partners are, the word implies it's students, so you actually talk to other students. So that's the downside of it. At your university, you have to find a room for it. You have to advertise it there.
Oh, so you set up like meetings and groups and seminars.
Exactly.
It's kind of like the chess club, but a little cooler.
Yeah,
hopefully
I'm not
it
in
is.
The chess club.
Hopefully it is.
I do Tupperware parties, ladies, if you know what I mean. But continue.
Yeah, I mean, what I said is that the downside is you actually have to ask university to provide a room for you.
So what was one of your favorite events or experiences in the Student Partner Program?
Well, my favorite event is that every year we have these student introductory days where I actually show students around the campus, this is the cafeteria, and mm-hmm. there's a one big event where roughly 1,000 students are in a large lecture hall, and we get a chance for 50 minutes talking to them. So saying, this is a student program, this is what we will do this year. And by the way, you get free software because we are the MSDNAA, which is the Microsoft Developer Network Academic
Alliance. So, there's some compensation.
Yeah.
So there
no,
you go.
No, it's not. It's not compensation.
Well, free stuff.
Yeah, it's, but
whole student body gets it.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah,
okay.
Not just us.
Not just the partners.
Yeah. No, everyone.
Okay, cool. And then how do you, I'm assuming just not just anyone can be a Microsoft student partner. Do you have to apply? What sort of criteria do you have to meet?
You have to apply for it at the local subsidiary in your country. So in Germany, we had roughly 130 student partners. Right now, it's a little bit less. But basically, you apply there, and then you start, well, I'm really passionate. I really want to talk to people. And then basically, that's the only criteria you have to fulfill.
Cool. And I know that the student partner program did a lot of work in years past and ongoing with the Imagine Cup. So there's a lot of good opportunities if you do get involved in this program.
Sure.
So awesome. Well, thank you so much. And we're going to actually be doing, since today is Imo's first day as an FTE, sort of keeping track of him and his experiences here on Microsoft campus and seeing how you navigate your way through this maze of Microsoft.
Yep.
So check back for that. And if you are a student or no student, hit the link over here so you can learn more than we've told you today about the Student Partner Program.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you, Imo.
All right. And best of luck finding Building 7.
Next.
All right, Laura, while you are out on
your
super top secret mission of doing whatever it was, probably a whole lot of relaxing and tanning at the beach.
Probably.
But maybe something even cooler. Maybe like tanning in a tanning bed. Probably wouldn't be that much cooler. But we talked a lot about Kinect while you were out. Have you heard of Kinect?
Good for you. I'm proud of you for that. I have heard of Kinect. I was at E3. I played Kinect.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yes.
So,
out doing my job.
So we've gone all the way from like the rumor phase to like the official announcement from Microsoft that the Kinect sensor utility would be $149.99.
Yep.
And some people said that this would be kind of expensive, but then we had a lot of analysts look at it saying a lot of people, 15 to 25% within the first year, are looking to buy this.
Yeah.
So it seems like maybe it's not that expensive. And now there's an article actually relating the Kinect pricing to what it would be like if you had to buy all the accessories for other motion
sensing
games.
And it's true. I hadn't thought of it that way because I do have, I'm just going to say it, I have the Wii at home. I do. And if you want to play certain games, especially like the boxing game, where you need to be holding both the nunchuck and the controller and you want to play with someone else, you have to go out and buy more accessories.
Yeah.
So this, $150 comes with the Adventures game, and it can track, I think, up to six people.
It can track six
people. You don't
have
to buy anything else.
Yeah, and it can track six people, and two can be actively playing the game. So it's like you can just go there. And so long as people bring their bodies, it's...
Yeah, I usually bring it wherever I go.
BYOB.
I don't always bring it up here. Not always, but The bodies is here.
Yeah, BYOB, not BYO mind.
That's right. So. And then you're good to go. So I don't think it's that outlandish of a price point. I think it's
I think it's
pretty fair game.
Affordable. And especially with the bundle pricing where you can get a new console that's 4 gigabytes of hard drive space and the Kinect sensor built in for $299.
Right.
Like, that's, I think this is going to be great.
All right, everybody. So for loyal Ping viewers, you know, a while back I talked about Microsoft Home.
Home.
I have an Altoid, don't worry. H-O-H-M, where it allows you to sort of track and monitor your home's energy use. And now we've partnered with Blue Line Innovations to really hammer down into that tracking and get detailed hour-by-hour or half-hour-by-half-hour updates as to where you're spending or where you're when you're using the most power.
Yep. I think it's actually like 30 seconds to a minute. Like
it is, so it's even better.
You can get like spikes. That
I knew there was 30-something.
Yeah, 30 seconds off by
why you're here, Paul.
60X.
Yeah, that's why you're here.
I provide the technical accuracy. Of
I just have good hair.
Yeah. Well, are you saying my hair's not that great? That's unfortunate.
Actually, it looks good. And I do like, you look a little svelte. Yeah. Have you been working out?
I occasionally do some perfect push-ups, but...
Nice. Anyway. We'll get that on next week.
Yeah, I do that in my home.
In your home.
I don't have home.
And how's the energy usage in your home?
So, unfortunately, because I live in an apartment, it doesn't have the information on the home site. So I actually want to see if I can get one of these power cost monitors from Blue Line to attach to something that I have in my home.
You come to my home.
Oh, great.
I have a home.
You can kind of like sublet your beach house, with that, like your pool house. Like, that would be nice.
That's where the cabana boy lives, Paul. We know that.
I'm not going to get a
roommate. Anyway, there's a video online which you can watch, and it's super, super easy. You just attach this device onto your outside meter, which mine is easy to get to, so as long as yours is. And instantly you're getting real-time data. Now, why I like this is because certain people that I know and certain people that I've lived with in the past have been like, don't leave the lights on. Whereas I'm like, how much energy can one light bulb really leave? Sometimes the dogs like it if I leave the lights on. And right here, you can do a real-time comparison of Laura leaves the house and goes to the office with the light on, and Laura leaves the house and goes to the office with the light off, and I can see how little energy that light bulb really used. I know, go green, I should turn the damn thing off. But
that's actually what this thing's promoting, is to turn the damn light off. That's really what this is going
to
say.
I'm just saying, if you're looking to win an argument with someone anal who you live with.
Yeah, just go with the facts. Like, that's what this thing will provide you.
Microsoft will help you win that battle.
Real details, yeah. So this has also addressed one of the complaints about Home, is that it's been too high level of information, that it doesn't give you the detail necessary. And now we're partnering with giving you the very low level, up to the minute details of all this stuff. So this is an absolutely great
addition. It doesn't do yet is tell you specifically which device is sucking how much power. It just gives you overall usage for the house. But I believe that's in the works, so soon.
Yeah, plus there are devices that you can buy where you plug it into an outlet, and then you plug the device into the thing that tracks it. So if you want to spend a couple $100 on a device like that, you can actually see how much electricity is being used. And
you know, being a SQL Server guy, Paul, you do it so much better than I do. I would think this sort of nano data would be really exciting for you.
I actually would love to. I just don't want to spend $200 of my
own money. That's true. It does cost $249, but think of the thousands it could save you. Think of that.
Yeah,
if you just turn off the darn light.
Or maybe if we get Channel 9 to fund a couple of these devices, I could take them into my home and do a little segment on that.
Okay.
Maybe.
I'll put that in the suggestion box.
Yeah.
Never happened.
Suggestion. All right, that's our show for today. But before we leave, I want to throw to two of my favorite things in the world.
Me!
Jimmy Buffett and Farmville have come together and do a beautiful
medley. It's like
the
sky has opened, the sun is beaming down, and here it is for Farmville fans, right?
Yeah, I don't know if it's really Farmville fans or people that hate Farmville. Either way, it's a pretty catchy tune that I'm sure my dad would love to sing at karaoke if he knew anything about computers and Farmville.
It makes him want to have a cocktail.
Yeah, so here it is, Farmaritaville.
See you next week.
Bye.
With nothing to throw. We'll throw into the video.
It's just too much violence in the world of Warcraft. I can't stand the guns in Mafia Wars.
So I slip on my overalls and I log on to Facebook. I want the feeling of working outside while I'm sitting indoors. So I'm wasting the day again in Farmeritaville, trying to raise my